VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Palestinian groups in Gaza say they have accepted a ceasefire after Hamas fired hundreds of rockets at southern Israel, killing a Palestinian man, and Israel launched dozens of airstrikes on Gaza. Palestinians say at least 7 people were killed in the strikes. Correspondent Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In a statement, all the organizations in Gaza said they had accepted a ceasefire mediated by Egypt. Egypt's efforts have been able to achieve a ceasefire between the resistance and the Zionist enemy, the statement reads. The resistance will respect this declaration as long as the Zionist enemy respects it. Israeli officials did not comment. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had repeatedly said that Israel does not want a war in Gaza. Analysts say that neither side wants war, but previous ceasefires have been derailed by events on the ground.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was stopped at the border on Tuesday and barred from leaving Russia as he was about to travel to a hearing at the European Court for Human Rights in France. He was stopped by border guards and told that a ruling by court bailiffs has barred him from leaving Russia. Navalny said in a blog post on Tuesday that he was due to attend a hearing at the court, which is expected to decide whether his many detentions have been politically motivated. He said, behind me, on Instagram, by the way, he said, behind me there are happy passengers at the airport whose tickets haven't disappeared. My ticket has disappeared. I'm not allowed to travel abroad. President Trump used Twitter Tuesday to strongly criticize France and its president, Emmanuel Macron. Trump noted Macron's low approval ratings and attacked French tariffs on U.S. wine exports, as well as its failure to meet NATO's defense spending goal. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he'll travel to the U.S. southern border on Wednesday.
We'll update you on costs as they become known. Obviously, the units executing the border mission have got to report them in up here, but we are capturing the cost. I'll visit the border tomorrow.
More than 5,600 active duty troops and 2,100 National Guard troops have moved into the U.S.-Mexico border area at the request of the Department of Homeland Security. They'll be supporting border patrol agents. Rohingya community leaders said those refugees on a list set to be repatriated to Myanmar this week have fled from camps in Bangladesh. Rights groups and the UN Refugee Agency have expressed doubt that conditions are safe for the refugees to return. This is Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi.
Periodically, trouble has broken out there between the Muslim community and the Rakhine community. And we have inherited this very complex problem, and we have to deal with it, and we have to resolve it. So obviously, it's not something that we can do overnight, and it's not something that we can find simple answers to.
Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman went on trial in Brooklyn, New York, Monday amid intense security and public scrutiny. Prosecutors say the 61-year-old Guzman ran shipments of heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and methamphetamine into the United States as head of the Mexican Sinaloa cartel, an organization that prosecutors say has played a large part in the violent drug wars devastating parts of Mexico. Facebook said Tuesday it had been unable to determine who was behind dozens of fake accounts that it took down shortly before the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. Its head of cybersecurity policy wrote in the company's blog, "Combined with our takedown last Monday, in total, we have removed 36 Facebook accounts, 6 pages, and 99 Instagram accounts for coordinated inauthentic behavior." At least one of the Instagram accounts had well over 1 million followers, according to the company. The number of hate crime incidents reported in the United States jumped by 17% last year. That's the largest increase since 2001, when the terrorist attacks of 9/11 fueled a surge in attacks on Americans of Muslim and Arab ancestry. And CNN has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration in an effort to restore access for its chief White House correspondent, who had his press credentials revoked. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders dismissed the lawsuit as, quote, more grandstanding from CNN. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.